It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
With the Twin Valley League Tournament, it's the time of the season for plenty of teams to get out and going, a chance for an upset, a chance for a championship on both the boys' and girls' side. It's the best time of the year. It all happens down here in Washington, Kansas, this year here in 2026. We got two games here this morning and afternoon. We have the Frankfort Wildcats taking on Washington County, our boys' matchup. After that, we'll have a girls' matchup between the Axel Eagles and the Onega Buffaloes, a game that just took place just a week ago, looking for a rematch here. But again, the Frankfort Wildcats, Washington County boys, that'll be our first game here of the morning slate. Frankfort girls, actually, they just got done with their game against Blue Valley Randolph. They lost by a final score of 39-29. It's a real close game, back and forth to the very end of the fourth quarter. But Blue Valley Randolph from the free throw line would close the game out over the Frankfort Wildcats. But now here is the chance for the boys to get things right on their side, taking on a Washington County team that is so far 6-7 this season. It was 4-16 last year. It was their lowest wins in the season since 2021-2022. The Washington County team only had one league win last year, and it was against Onega, 51-49. But this year's just been a little bit of a different year here for this Washington County team. A lot of that is due to all the senior returners. All the starters are returning this year's team. They lost three letter winners from last year's team, but overall they return an impressive four starters to the lineup. This is a Washington County team that Brian Huckett, here as the head coach of Washington County, he said that last season this was a team that finished last in assists in the Twin Valley League and second to last in turnovers. That's the thing that Washington County has made it a point to prove this season, to be more efficient and productive at, is taking care of the ball, being able to place it better for their teammates to go up in and score. And tell you what, they have had a while this year of great games. They're 5-3 at home here. They host the TVL tournament here at home. And looking here over a couple of these players on this team that have really made this season as special as it has been for Washington County at 6-7 overall right now, Gavin LeDuc, a 5'8" senior guard. He's got 2 years starting experience. He's an incredible ball handler. He's averaging 9.5 points per game, 2.3 rebounds a game. This is a Washington County team that right now this season is averaging 52.5 points per game, only allowing an average of 47 points per game. Overall, this is a team that has found themselves in a lot of great games this season. They've continued to battle hard. They won their first three games of the year, trying to continue to find more momentum, and they have a chance to do it here at the Twin Valley League Tournament. I talked about Gavin LeDuc, also Eli Crum, a 6-foot junior. He's got 2 years of starting experience as well with him. He's a great hustler and energetic player who is really able to play on all facets of the ball, offense and a defensive side. 9.5 points per game, 3.5 rebounds a game. Go down the list here. Take a look at some other players that are going to really stand out on this Washington roster. Let's meet Chase Gross. He's a 6'3", sophomore forward, kind of one of the youngest here on this team, but he definitely knows how to elevate himself on this roster, play at a high level, and that's what Washington County is going to expect. They're going to expect their three guys here between Gross. Also, you can throw in Peterson in the mix too, Michael Peterson, Eli Crome, Gavin LeDuc. You got four guys who nearly average double-digit scoring a game. It's going to be tough here for Frankfort because we talked about Frankfort. We just had them, I believe earlier this week on Tuesday, yes it was against Donovan West, a game that Frankfort lost, and it was mostly due to their second and third quarter performances, or second and fourth quarter performances that were on the rough part. They were held within 5 points in both of those quarters against Donovan West. They had big 20-plus quarters and all the alternating other ones. So, you know, for Frankfort, they have to be able to play consistently. They have to be able to play through all four quarters of the game here against Washington County, trying to bounce back from their last game that was against Donovan West. Right now, it's the Frankfort team that is 7-7 here on this season. They're 0-4 in Twin Valley League play. They're on a four-game losing streak. They're trying to get right, and they have a chance to do it against this Washington County team here in the first round on a Saturday at the Twin Valley League tournament. Of course, it was Frankfort who was hosting this tournament last season. Now here, they'll be taking on Washington County at Washington County. And when we were talking about this team on Tuesday, a big thing to mention is this team is primarily focused on running its offense through Wes Anderson, a 5'11" senior guard. He's nearly averaging 20 points a game. He's nearly also got 6 rebounds a game. He's a tremendous shooter, shooting over 40% from the field this year. But again, the offense is too reliant here on only Wes Anderson. He had over a 20-point performance on Tuesday. Just trying to look for some other guys to get in the lineup and to get on the board. Fred Rosequist, he's a very competent guy who has played the dominant forward role in this offense, but he's got to stay in the game. He's got to be able to stay consistent inside the paint for Frankfort to continue to run that offense down under. But Porter Colvin, a senior, Henry Catter, a junior, Peyton Adams, a junior, three guys that also are going to find their way onto the board, are going to need to here in this matchup against Washington County. One that I don't talk a lot about in pregame, but one I probably should mention here for Frankfort is Tyler Parthmer, a freshman. He's averaging 3.5 points per game this season, 2.5 rebounds a game, and he's a player who knows how to elevate himself on the floor as just a freshman. Earlier this year, I called one of his best games of the season, over 10 double-digit points for Tyler Parthmer. He knows how to rebound, he knows how to score, he knows how to play with his height and his dominating presence. He's only a young freshman, but for what he's able to do on the court, he's going to be an exciting player to see here in the Twin Valley League for these upcoming years. Real quick, we'll take a step aside. We'll come right back. We'll get more pregame action. Again, it's our boys' matchup, the Frankfort Wildcats, taking on Washington County, all here down at the TVL tournament.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Kansaland Radio.
Our pregame here continues on 92.1 KMZA of the Twin Valley League Tournament down here at Washington, Kansas this year in 2026. 5:30 to go until we get the starters and the tip-off on the floor between our first game of the evening and our noon slate. It's the Frankfort Wildcats boys taking on Washington County. Here, a first meeting this season between both of these teams, and looking to make it a good one before both Washington County and Frankfort. It's a Wildcat versus Tiger matchup, the Battle of the Cats here in round number one on a Saturday. Real quick, before we get into more pregame, we would love to give a shout-out to all of our sponsors who make this Twin Valley League tournament possible. M&R Auto Parts, Blue Valley Technologies, Cook & Company, Wanklin Oil Company, Elmer's Repair, First National Bank Frankfort, Highland Community College, SBS Insurance, Medina State Bank, and the Bank of Highland, Bruna Implement, B&D Buildings, Onega Pharmacy, Helda Agra Enterprises, Community Healthcare Systems, Farmers State Bank, Onega, Hiawatha Implement, Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, and First Heritage Bank. Again, thank you to all of our sponsors who make this coverage possible down here at the Twin Valley League Tournament. So again, continuing here, our pregame curtailment back to the studio. Here down at courtside, Crimson Profit, a matchup, Frankfort and Washington County, our boys game. Just real quick, some other scores that we have before we talk more about this. Louisville Randolph girls beat Frankfort girls 39-29. Clifton Clyde girls just came away with a victory over the Washington County Tiger girls 59-26. Again, as we continue to dive and talk about this matchup, Frankfort boys, a team that's averaging 48 points per game this season. They allow 48 points also per game this season. They're 7-7, so right there, it's pretty balanced. They're giving up just as many points as they're scoring this year. It's definitely been a year that's gone back and forth for this Frankfort team. They started the year with two straight wins over Lord Central Catholic and Pawnee City. They then fell back-to-back games at the Wabunsee Tournament to Manhattan Chief and Wabunsee, bouncing back to their final game against Northern Heights, 54-51. It continues to a three-game winning streak, beating Levi Randolph 63-45, and then beating Onega 55-30. Frankfort would then fall to Fairbury and then go on a two-game winning streak, beating Thayer Central and Rock Hills in two dominant matchups. But now Frankfort's on a 10-game losing or four-game losing streak, and you look at this losing streak, they have not played no slouches for teams. Hanover Wildcats, a loss of 72-42. Axel Eagles, a loss of 65-32. Clifton Clyde, a loss in overtime, 54-50. And then the loss on against Dauphin West on Tuesday earlier this week. So, Frankfort, they've played a lot of top teams, more so Hanover, Axel, two teams that are ranked number 1 and 2 in Class 1A Division 2. Two teams that will definitely be right back at it, potentially, for the TBL Boys Championship. As a reminder, last year it was Axel and Hanover in the championship on the boys' side, while on the girls' side, it was Hanover and Centralia, with the Centralia girls coming victorious and the actual boys coming up victorious. So that Centralia game was a little more dominant one-sided. The actual game was only decided by 10 points. So it's going to be really interesting to see how all these teams mesh this season in the Twin Valley League Tournament. It's going to be lots of fun, plenty of excitement. We got one more final two-minute break. We'll come back and we'll be ready for our first game here at the Twin Valley League Tournament. All the MSC Sports Radio Network, it's the Frankfort Wildcats taking on the Washington County Tigers, our boys matchup here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom-built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Helmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
And we're getting straight into our matchup for our first game of the Twin Valley Tournament, Frankfort versus Washington County, our boys game. Washington County starters here, Gavin LeDuc, Eli Chrome, Eli Chandler, Chase Gross, and Michael Peterson, head coach by Ryan Huck, and Frankfort Wildcats, Wes Anderson, Fred Rose, with Porter Coleman, Henry Ketter and Peyton Adams, Frankfurt boys, head coach by Adam Schreiner. Is this tip-off on the way? We got four quarters action, 3-2 minutes all together here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Washington County starts off the score with Michael Peterson underneath the basket. And now Frankfurt Wildcats already down an early 2-0 here against Washington County. First time meeting for both of these teams on the matchup later on in this season as well. This ball knocked out of bounds. Frankfurt will inbound it in from the near sideline. Frankfurt Wildcats, the team that is 7-7 this year, looking still for their first league win. Of course, all these games, the Twin Valley League Tournament, don't count as league games. But here, going inside, Wes Anderson puts it for two. It's tied to 2-2 here, 2:30 to go in this first quarter. Both teams striking early on their first possessions. Both teams in high tempo. Washington County down the floor. Great pass located down under to Michael Peterson. He's back in it again for two. And now Frankfurt, fast break, down the floor, handling out to Wes Anderson. Anderson on the left wing. He goes to the right side. It's to Adams. Adams spins around, fires it to his right now to Colvin. Colvin on the right wing. He gets it to the top to Rosequist. Rosequist, test pass, three-point shot is up and off the iron from Ketter. It's hit off the board. Wes Anderson makes the rebound. He flips it out. Colvin sets his feet, fires the three. It's off the left of the iron and rebounded by Eli Chandler for Washington County. Washington County here up 4-2, 6:40 to go in quarter number one over Frankfurt. Washington County, of course, here hosting this matchup as they're at their own home court for the Twin Valley League Tournament. Driving inside Washington County, a floater to the basket by Chrome. It's missed and rebounded by Rosequist for Frankfurt. Frankfurt down the floor. It's to Colvin. Colvin to Rosequist. Rosequist inside. He finds it to Adams. Adams trying to finish on the left side low block. And they're going to get a foul against Frankfurt. I believe they call it against Peyton Adams. And he'll pick up his first foul of the game. That will be his first foul officially. First team foul for either team here. It's charged to Frankfurt. Washington County. Chandler. Down the floor now. Chrome. Far side. It gets back to Chandler. Chandler pushes this one down the floor, and it's kicked off Colvin on the near sideline. Washington County will re-inbound it. 6 minutes, 8 seconds left to go in this first quarter. 4-2, Washington County up by two with the lead and the ball. Here it's LeDuc. LeDuc passes it in, left side wing. Driving in, now kicking back out Chrome. Chrome going back into Peterson. Peterson spinning, firing to the rim, and finishing. Peterson, 6 points. And quarter number one here for Washington County averages 8.5 points a game. Already on a good start for the Tigers. Frankfurt with it. The battle of the Cats. Screen is set. Pick and roll. Doesn't go that way. Ketter has the ball. Barely scrapes it off the floor. Passes to his teammate, Coleman. And he goes in for two. Adams with the assist. 6-4, Washington County up by two, 5:28 to go in this first. Washington County with the ball, Euro step inside, missed off the right side of the basket, attempt for the putback by Peterson, he misses it, and rebound by Rosequist for Frankfurt. So a second chance opportunity missed by Washington County. Anderson takes no time to go and respond, and he'll go up to the free throw line and shoot too as he's fouled under the glass. Wes Anderson at the free throw line to shoot two. This season, a 76% shooter from the line on average. Here's his first shot. It's up and it's in. So, 1 point game. Washington County up by one. 6-5 over Frankfurt with 5:15 to go in quarter number one. After this, we'll have a girls matchup between the Axel Eagles and the Onega Buffaloes. Right now, Washington County, Frankfurt boys, and this game is tied at 6-6. With Wes Anderson going 2-for-2 at the free throw line. 5:15 to go here in the first quarter. Washington County will handle this one right to left of your dial. Trying to push this one down the floor. Washington County in the black tops, black bottoms with the white numerals and red lining. Frankfurt Wildcats, white tops, white bottoms with red numerals and lining is right now driving inside to Eli Chrome, and he will be fouled. It will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. So Eli Chrome responds with a drive of his own. He'll go up to the line and shoot two. Chrome has been a solid free throw shooter here this season. First shot is up and off. Chrome missing his first. trying to bank his second one. And that second one will float right on through. Eli Chrome goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. That's now 7-6. Washington County back up by 1. So far, we've gotten no lead changes here in this opening quarter. And also no turnovers. These teams have played very disciplined on the offensive side of the ball. Probably the most impressive start for two teams I've seen in a game this season, looking at the offensive side of things. As here, Kyler Parson, the freshman, comes in here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. I talked about him a bit in the pregame. He's had a couple of really good games this season, just trying to stay more consistent. But again, a young freshman, he's got lots of height. He's just got to continue to play efficient. Here he's got the ball at the top of the perimeter. So he's got left side, sets his screen. Ball lost by Adams. First turnover of the game for Frankfurt. It's stolen underneath the basket and then taken away by Frankfurt. So back-to-back teams here on turns. Colvin has it down the floor. Colvin to Adams. Screen is set. Parker for a pick and roll, but Adams will drive and fade away shot from the short corner. He'll be fouled. He'll go up and shoot two. Opportunity to take the lead here for the first time for the Frankfurt Wildcats as Adams sets up to the line to shoot two. First shot for Adams goes up and goes in. Downsides in a 7-0 game, 4:25 left to go here in the first quarter. Frankfurt trying to take the lead over Washington County. The first lead change of our matchup, and it is. Adams slices 2-for-2 at the free throw line. It's now 8-7. Frankfurt leads by 1 with 4:20 to go here in this opening quarter. Chandler, bounce passing. That's his teammate, Gross, thrust with it at half court. Drives left side. That ball is punched out into the hands of Rosequist. Down the floor. Porter Coleman couldn't finish the easy bunny. And now, Washington County back with it. Setting up at their own logo, half court. Now they fly it right side. To the far corner, to Finlayson. And now a three-pointer up and in by Eli Chandler. That three is good, our first three of the game. And just like that, it's our second lead change. Washington County back on top, and a steal by Eli Chandler. And he's able to go just outside the bucket. Couldn't get the finish. And they're going to get a foul right afterwards, so a couple of times here, twice, that Washington County has had his steal, but hasn't been able to finish with the bunny. They call a foul here against Washington County's Easton Finlayson, a 6-foot junior forward who's averaging 2.5 points per game and 2.3 rebounds a game. Frankfurt Wildcats passing this ball in, working left to right here of your dial to Ketter. Ketter down the far side of the court. Parsberg, nice pass underneath. Rosequist. Trying to steal defenders and a left-hand finish. Rosequist in for two. Assist given to Parthamer. It ties it at a 10-0 game, 3:17 to go here in this first quarter. And these two teams, they are battling it out tough here. And a timeout will be called by Washington County. It'll be a 30-second timeout, 3:11 to go here in quarter number one. It's 10-10, Frankfurt, Washington County in a TVL tournament first round duel, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Wes Anderson, it's steal that comes right out through the Wildcat timeout, or excuse me, the Tiger timeout here from Washington County, and then they get the ball right back on a steal of their own to both teams. Turning the ball over here. 2:50 left to go here in this first quarter. It's a 10-all game between Washington County and Frankfurt. A boys matchup here in the Twin Valley League tournament. First round for both teams. And Parthamer gets a steal, and he gives it right back to both these teams. They're just exchanging gifts to one another right here as Washington County back in control of it on the right side wing. Down under. Great pass from Finlayson inside under to his teammate Tanner Baker, who was able to go in for two. Finlayson, an assist, two steals in this first quarter for Washington County. Here's another steal almost for Washington County. Frankfurt's able to get it down the floor. Jump stop by Rosequist, and they're going to get not a foul. They're going to say out of bounds was Washington County. So they made the initial rebound. I believe it was Crum. Then he stepped out of bounds. 12-10, Washington County, a lead by two here over Frankfurt. 2:14 to go in this first quarter. Frankfurt trying to respond. Ketter has it at the top of the arc. He's going to slow the tempo down. Motion Anderson to the right side of him. Pass up to the top left elbow to Adams. Adams really gets that ball stolen away from him. It pops out. Keep in mind here, no shot clock down at Washington County. But plenty of time here. Colvin takes a three-pointer. It's off the back of the rim, and it's taken away after the rebound by Washington County. Rebound is not able to get put in. He had a second chance opportunity. Peyton Adams finishes and cleans it up. And Washington County here, five turnovers in this quarter. We had a 12-all game. Frankfurt, Washington County, 1:30 to go in this first. Colvin nearly getting a steal on the far side. Washington County will inbound it. And from the Frankfurt bench, 12-12, 1:31 to go in this opening quarter. Washington County has it. Right now with Chandler. Chandler out to his right to LaDuke. LaDuke back to Chandler. Chandler to LaDuke. Boomerang inbound at the top of the free throw line. And now inside, shot in front of the basket is missed by Chandler. And the rebound is picked up by Adams. Adams down the floor. Ball is knocked away by Washington County. A tiger paw. And Frankfurt will reset it from the sideline. Kenner's substitution. He'll come out of this game. And for him will be Porter Colvin. Porter Colvin throws this ball in, immediately finds Anderson. Anderson misses the easy shot, and now this ball is pinballing around before being found in Eli Chandler's hands. His third rebound of this quarter from the Chandler. Chandler to the corner. In the corner is Gross. Gross out to his left. Chrome on the near wing, low side. 50 seconds to go in quarter one, 12-12 all game. Frankfurt, Washington County boys, nearly a steal by Adams. Somehow Washington County keeps it alive with Chandler. Chandler, now to Chrome. Three-pointer from the far side. LaDuke in and out of the basket. And rebounded by Rosequist underneath his fourth rebound of the quarter. Rosequist, who averages nearly five rebounds a game, he's just one away from that average. And just this first quarter alone, 22 seconds to go in quarter one, 12-all game. Frankfurt, Washington County boys. First-round CBL tournament play, Washington County. They've taken the lead twice. It's a tied game. But Frankfurt drawing a foul under the glass will have a chance to take this lead. Up to the free throw line, Porter Colvin, the 5'8 senior guard. He's averaging right now 7 points per game, 2.8 rebounds a game. Porter Colvin's his first shot is up, and it's off the right side of the rim. Substitutions on both sides of the floor. Here for the Frankfurt Wildcats, they put in Max Studer, the senior. And for Washington County, put Tanner Baker, the forward, back in down under to try to box out this free throw shot. Colvin, his next one is up, and it's off, and it'll be picked up. It won't be picked up by anyone. It was knocked out of bounds. We'll see the last one to touch it was Frankfurt. So Adams goes an unfortunate 2-for-2 at the free throw line. So Frankfurt does not take the lead. It's still a 12-ball game, but here's a steal before the end of the quarter, and a layup to finish by Henry Ketter coming off the bench with an explosive play to finish quarter number one. 14-12, Frankfurt a lead by two over Washington County. Winner quarter number two after this timeout. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Strong communities are built on trust, and trust starts local. Bendina State Bank proudly serves our neighbors with branches in Bendina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three hometown locations united under one umbrella with one purpose, helping our communities thrive. With deep roots, local leadership, and decisions made right here at home, Bendina State Bank is ready to serve your financial needs today and for generations to come. Bendina State Bank. Local people, local decisions, real community care. BendinaStateBank.com. Member FDIC.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Kansaland Radio.
Returning here for the second quarter of our Twin Valley League first round set of games here down at Washington, Kansas, the TVL tournament. Start of the second quarter, 14-12, Frankfort Wildcats over Washington County. They took the lead there for the third lead change of the game to end quarter one with Henry Ketter, a steal and a layup for a finish. Washington County here on defense as Frankfort gets this ball to start quarter number two, and Wes Anderson strikes first here to begin this second quarter. Frankfort now extending their largest lead up by four, 16-12 over Washington County. First time meeting for both these teams this season. We'll meet in a league game later on. Washington County with this ball on the baseline, and it is knocked away but put out of bounds, or not put towards the out of bounds line, but picked up by Washington County as they reset it up top, get it down low, and a foul getting drawn by Chase Gross, the 6'3" sophomore forward, as he will head up to the line and shoot two here for Washington County. Frankfort on the foul was Fred Rosequist, just his first foul of the game. First shot is up and off the rim from Chase Gross. Free throw shooting is nothing very solid here in this first half between both these teams. Both teams have missed quite a bunch of few, and this second free throw shot is off as well, so Gross misses 2-for-2. Rebound was by Rosequist, and now a foul to respond here for Frankfort. They'll go up to the free throw line and shoot two of themselves. Frankfort, this is their fourth trip to the free throw line in this first half. Payton Adams, a 5'10" junior, you're up at the line. This is his third trip. His first shot is up, and it's good. Took a slow roller off the top before plopping in. Adams, he had missed two straight up until that make. Here he's trying to go 2-for-2 at the line, and he misses his second but made his first. And rebound was by Eli Chandler, his fourth of the game. Chrome out to his right side. Leduc back to Chrome. Chrome handling his right to Gross. Working around the perimeter. Here's Washington County. And put it inside the elbow. Chrome drives to the basket. Tries to use the backboard. Offensive rebound. Swatted away. And now it's Frankfort in control with Porter Colvin. Wes Anderson, Colvin wide open for a three. And it sails on in. It had to take a couple of bounces in the bucket before finally plopping. Washington County with a turnover. An easy steal by Ketter. His second in the game. And Rosequist underneath couldn't finish with the bunny. Washington County takes over. Rebound by Gross, his first of the contest. Washington County here with the ball. Far side wing. Now back up to the top of the timeline. Down by 8, 20-12 to Frankfort. 6-12 to go in this second quarter. Washington County has still yet to score in this quarter. But as I say that, yes, they do. A three-point boom by Eli Chandler. His second three make of the game. And draws it to 5, 20-15. Frankfort still up by 5. 5:56 to go in this first half. Colvin at the top of the perimeter. He goes left side to Ketter. Ketter. Green is set, drives inside, kick out to the baseline, drop back for a three, off the rim, rebound by Anderson, and he's got the put back. Anderson, 8 points in the first half of the Frankfort Wildcats, continuing to be one of the best players here in the Twin Valley League. Washington County with this ball, maybe, now they keep it. Chrome nearly turned the ball over. Passes out for a three-pointer. It's nothing but net on the far side. A slider by Gross. Two threes in the quarter for the Tigers. Three threes on the half. They draw it to four, 22-18. Washington County was down by 8. But now they've started to find some electricity beyond the arc as Gross makes the rebound for Washington County. Gets this ball right back. Washington County in control. It's Chrome driving right side. Trying to get a finish to the basket. He'll be fouled. He'll go up and shoot, too. So Frankfort, they went on an 8-point run, went up 20-12 Washington County with a couple of threes. They've knocked themselves back into this game. A three from Chandler and a three from Gross. And here it's Chrome at the free throw line. His first shot is up and in. His last time up, he went 1 of 2. Now a three-point game, 22-19. Frankfurt up by Trey. 4:54 to go here in this second quarter. Chrome trying to go 2 for 2, and he does. He's now 3 of 4 on the game. Frankfurt now only up by 2 after being up 20-12, 22-20. Now the score, 4:46 to go in this second quarter. Washington County has indeed responded. Now how will Frankfurt react? Wes Anderson drives inside. This is a layup. Rebounded by Chrome. Down the floor and a fast break. And this game is tied at 22-all. Michael Peterson is steal out down under. He's got 8 points to match Wes Anderson's 8 from Frankfurt. And it's going to be a foul called against Washington County on the far side. Maybe getting a little too excited. But Frankfurt, at one point, having an 8-point lead in this second quarter, 20-12. It's now 22-all. Frankfurt, Washington County, 4:20 to go in this second quarter. Frankfurt, whistle ball, Colvin, screen is set by Suter. Now Parthamer, driving inside the elbow, kick out the Ketter, ball screen, the Ketter won't shoot. Arrow flight around, Suter to Colvin. Colvin, out to Anderson. Anderson, backcourt pass. And, unfortunately, off the hands of Suter for a turnover for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Frankfurt, roughly about 6 turnovers here in this first half. Washington County, about 6 as well. 4 minutes to go in this second. 22-all. Our score, Washington County will take over the possession. Chandler will roll it to his teammate, and Eli Chrome. Chrome has it. At the timeline, he drives to his left side under his lengthy dribbles. To his right, he passes. Peterson to Gross. Gross kick out. Chandler will drop back for a three. It's off the basket, but they're going to get him on a double dribble. So it's a turnover for the Tigers of Washington County. 7 turnovers in this half for this Tiger team. Frankfurt will throw it in from their own bench with the freshman, Tyler Parthamer. Parthamer. We'll fling it in to Peyton Adams. Adams to his right to Wes Anderson. Trying to break a half-court pressure. And not able to do so as Wildcats are turning the ball over. Then they get it back off a turnover. So both teams exchange steals as Michael Peterson at first and Wes Anderson just took it away. And then a foul to follow immediately after is called against Washington County. It was the third of the game for Michael Peterson. That's huge because he's already had 3 fouls on this game, and he's been the leading scorer for Washington County with 8 points. So getting out their leading scorer to the bench to probably sit out the rest of this half is huge for Frankfurt. And a timeout will be called by head coach Ryan Huckett for Washington County. We'll take the timeout here as well. 3:33 left to go in the second quarter. It's 22-all. Frankfurt, Washington County on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Kansaland Radio.
3:33 left to go in the second quarter. 22-22 is our score. A tied game. Frankfurt with the possession. Frankfurt, Washington County, a Twin Valley League Tournament matchup here in the first round. Winner to move on here on Monday. Loser will fall into the consolation bracket. This ball knocked out of bounds on the near side. Frankfurt will have to push it all the way down the court now. But Kyler Parthamer. Parthamer to Wes Anderson. Anderson. Washington County. They've dropped into a 2-3 zone. Probably to stop the fouls. struck out their man-to-man as Peterson, who is right on big foul trouble for Washington County, he's to the bench of three. Frankfurt trying to handle the zone defense. They bounce it out with a three-pointer, and they miss it. The rebound's by Tanner Baker. Baker with the rebound, passing down the floor to Chandler. Chandler now on the far side of Ross. Ross drives inside, loses the ball. It's turned over and taken away by Parthmer. Second steal of the game. Counter to Parthmer. Parthmer, Anderson. Anderson thinks about a three instead. Drives it from the front court and puts it in for two. Wes Anderson, our first double-digit scorer of the game. And Frankfurt remains here with this lead, 24-22. And this is going to be a takeaway by Ketterer. So Frankfurt, another turnover force here on Washington County. Parthmer inside, the freshman scores. Frankfurt, after allowing this game to get tied at 22-all, has scored now four straight. Make it 26-22 with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Washington County scrambling, but finding underneath Baker. Baker misses the easy shot underneath. Rebounds by Rosequist. Frankfurt down the floor. Kick out. Wes Anderson popping a three off the rim, and it will be missed. Rebound by Chandler, his fifth of the game. Now the far corner. A turnover here for Washington County again. It's on Chrome. Ketterer, Parthmer stepping off. Adams and Studer coming in here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. And a timeout here will be called by head coach Adam Schreiner and the Frankfurt Wildcats team. It'll be a full timeout here taken by Frankfurt. 26-22, Frankfurt leads over Washington County. At the Washington County held win by Lee Trimmons. 1:39 to go here in the first half. We're back after this on the NBC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. Okay. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Kansaland Radio.
.139 to go here in the second quarter. 26-22 our score. Frankfurt Wildcats up over the Washington County Bulls. Here in the first half of play at the Twin Valley Tournament. First round winner moves on in the primary bracket. Loser will drop into the consolation bracket. Wes Anderson. They're throwing this one in to Porter Colvin. Washington County has struggled in turnovers during this first half. Over eight turnovers in this game. Frankfurt, they've gotten away here with seven steals in this first. Wes Anderson looking for a three-pointer. Finds something but net. His first three of the game. Frankfurt now up 29-22. 1:19 to go in this first half over Washington County. The Tigers have it. Up top to Finlayson. Finlayson is back to game here for Washington County. Chandler to Finlayson. Finlayson on the far wing. Puts it up to Gross. Gross inside right elbow. Kick out. Hump fake driving. And here somehow keeping this ball in possession. Washington County's Finlayson. He has to stop at the perimeter. Pass inside. And a foul called against Frankfurt. Rosequist, he had his arm straight up. As he proclaimed to the official there, but still getting that call against him. That's his second foul of the game. Ross at the free throw line. His first shot is up and out. He has now missed three straight free throw shots. He is 0-for-3 on this game. Ross this season averages 12.5 points per game, 8 points per game. Here, 0-for-3 at the free throw line. He had a 3-point shot in this quarter a little earlier ago. Here he hits his second free throw shot at the line. So he's now 1-of-4 at the line this game. Frankfurt trying to handle full court pressure. They do so. Colvin into Ketterer. Ketterer down under. They have to kick it out and it's stolen down the floor. Eli Chrome on the baseline. Then it's stolen by Wes Anderson. His third of the game. He goes down the floor. It's a track race. And he draws the foul. There's been so many times in this game where you see Washington County come away with a steal, and Frankfurt hustles and takes it right back. It's like a game of playing no tag backs with your sibling, but here Frankfurt, they just keep getting it back. And Wes Anderson at the free throw line hits his first. Here, he's 3-for-3 in this game. 14 total points for Wes Anderson in this first half. He nearly averages 20 points a game this year. Frankfurt is up 30-23, a 7-point lead with 30 seconds to go in this second quarter. And the next shot is knocked down by Wes Anderson. He's now at 15 points on this first half to lead both teams, either teams, in scoring. Here, Washington County with it. At the top of the key, Ross finishing on the left side. Nice drive inside the interior. And now Frankfurt, again, trying to handle full court pressure. They do so. They've done a nice job breaking this full court press in Washington County in this second quarter. Wes Anderson, 4 seconds left to go. Fadeaway shot, 4-3 to try to end this quarter. It's missed. And Washington County will trail going into the locker room, down by 6, 31-25. They went down early on this quarter, 20-12. They made it 22-22. And then Frankfurt Wildcats going on quite the run. Outscore Washington County 9-3 out of the last 12 scored points. It's 31-25. Frankfurt will have the lead going to the locker room after half of Washington County. Our boys matchup, first round here at the Twin Valley Tournament. We'll take a step aside. We're back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Open it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfurt, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Frankfort Wildcats right now up after two quarters of play, 31-25 over the Washington County Tigers. A first round boys Twin Valley League tournament matchup here between Frankfort and Washington County. Only a Twin Valley League tournament matchup, and also a battle here, the Cats, Wildcats, and the Tigers. Winner of this matchup will go on to play Hanover on Monday. Loser will play the loser of the consolation bracket between the Centralia Panthers and the Onega Buffaloes. Right now, Centralia is up at the half, 33-15 in that boys game. So again, loser of that game will play the loser of this game. And right now, it's on pace for potentially Washington County Onega. And Frankfort has a chance to go and take on Hanover on Monday. But again, you got to close out the second half if you're the Frankfort Wildcats. They had a really nice first half there against this Washington County team. There's a couple points where things were starting not to go their way. They had missed about four or five consecutive layups. They just weren't hitting, but they stayed consistent. They weren't going outside. They kept pounding it inside the paint. They knew those paint touches were what's going to get this game in their favor, and it has been what has gotten Frankfort in this game. And that has been those paint touches, and the dominance has continued in the interior. Wes Anderson, 15 points in the first half. Fred Rosequist with two. Porter Colvin, two. Harry Ketter with two. Taylor Adams with five. And Tyler Parksburg with two. So six scores here for Frankfort. I said in that pregame that you can't only have Wes Anderson scoring. Everybody else has got to kind of do their part. And you're kind of seeing it where Wes Anderson is still trying to get to his 20-point average, and everyone else is contributing in little bits, and that's exactly what you need for this Frankfort team. Be the supporting cast and crew to your star player, Wes Anderson. If you continue that pace in the second half, continue to pound the ball inside, find those paint touches, get the ball down under, you're going to continue to find lots of success. Frankfort hit 7 free throw shots in the first half, had 9 steals, only 8 turnovers, 1 three-point shot, and 13 rebounds. Washington County had 11 turnovers, 4 steals, 3 threes, 12 rebounds, and 4 of 8 at the free throw line. Washington County, they got a couple players with decent scoring bids. Michael Peterson with 8 points. Chase Ross, he's got 6. Eli Chandler with 6. And Chrome with 3. But real quick, dialing in, Michael Peterson, Washington County, when they tied the game at 22-all, because right now 31-25, right, it's a 6-point lead. It was 14-12. Coming out of the first quarter, as the quarter ended with a Henry Ketter steal and a bucket for an easy layup, make it 14-12. Frankfort then jumped up to a 20-12 lead, and then Washington County hit 2 three-pointers. Eli Chandler, Chase Gross to draw it close, and then Frankfort would make it 22-18 with the layup. The Washington County 4 points straight scored. They were tied at 22-all. The Wildcats, they persevered, they continue against that grindstone, grinding against it, finding inside buckets. Even though they were missing 4 or 5 straight, they kept being resilient, fighting inside, looking for those paint touches. It paid off as Frankfort, they finally found their stretch inside, and if they weren't getting the buckets in, they were drawing fouls and getting opportunities at the free throw line. As I mentioned, this team, 7-10 at the half, Wes Anderson, he's 4-for-4 for the line. Peyton Adams, he is 3-for-6. So for the Frankfort Wildcats, momentum built up in the first half. They fell off a little bit. Washington County was able to respond. So the second half, it's, again, going to be a continuous reactive game where Washington County is going to try to slip their way back in, but Frankfort's going to have to respond each and every time. And you look at keys for the second half, Frankfort has to continue to stay inside the paint. They have to work inside. Fred Rosequist, Porter Cole, and Henry Ketter, even if you're not putting it to your forwards, your guards driving inside, getting those layups, or getting points off turnovers, fast break down the floor, you need your guards to be just as aggressive as your forwards down low for Washington County. It's kind of going to be that same tempo and flow where you can't be so reliant on the 3 points in the second half. You got to be able to get inside a little more, and you got to be able to hit your free throw shots. As I mentioned, 4 shots against the free throw line. In that first half in Washington County, you can make this a one-possession game to hit those. So Washington County fighting inside, getting inside the interior. Both teams are going to look for paint touches. Again, this was our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. We'll be back here in 2 minutes here to start our second half. Frankfort, Washington County. Frankfort up 31, Washington County 25.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
We start second half action down here at Washington, Kansas, the TVL Tournament First Round Boys Action. Frankfort scores here to start this second half. They're up 33-25 over Washington County as Rosequist for the bucket. Washington County has the ball, trailing by 8, 33-25, and fouled to go up to the free throw line is Washington County. The foul's against Frankfort. They call it on Porter Colvin. That'll be his first foul of the game, and here at the free throw line will be Eli Crome. He went 3 of 4 in the first half for Washington County. The best efficiency at the free throw line for Washington County in that first half. This one, 2 up to the line. There's Crome and Chase Gross. Crome, all his points have hit the line so far. As right now, in this attempt, he's 1 of 1. Now 1 of 2 as he misses the second shot. And the rebound's by Rosequist. Rosequist has had a heck of a night, or morning, I should say, here for Frankfort. 7 points. And an offensive foul will be called on Frankfort. That'll be a turnover. That possession will now go for Washington County. They'll call it against Peyton Adams, his second foul of the game, second team foul early on in this quarter. Just not even 50 seconds into this third quarter, Frankfort already picked up 2 team fouls, up by 7, 33-26 over Washington County. Here's a steal by Rosequist as he gets this one down the court, and the ball is batted out of bounds. Frankfort will maintain the possession, but a nice steal, second in the game for Fred Rosequist. 13th turnover for Washington County. Wes Anderson will have to toss in under the left side of the glass. He's looking to the right side, and he passes the corner. Colvin, three-pointer. It's up and over the basket. It's rebounded, though, by Frankfort. Kick back out. Colvin, a floater finish, but he couldn't get that shot to go in either. So second chance opportunity. 2 shots by Colvin. He misses both. And Crome comes up with the rebound for Washington County. The Tigers with the ball now after the rebound. Finlayson, he passes it right to the hands of Frankfort. Not sure where he's going with the ball, but he gets to the opposite team. Now Frankfort has this possession. Fred Rosequist, he's got 2 steals in this quarter. He's got the ball on the baseline, driving inside, couldn't get the finish, gets his own rebound, and then the ball is taken away from him. Taken by Gavin LeDuc. And now Crome has it. Past the timeline. Left side pass, out to Chandler. Chandler, Finlayson. Keeping it high with the ball, now bounce pass right to Crome. High key, back outside the perimeter. Now on the baseline, kick out. Here's a low wing shot for a 3, and it's drained by Eli Chandler. His third three of the game. He's got a three-pointer in each quarter, the first, second, and now third. It's a four-point game. Frankfurt up by four, 33-29, with the ball with 5:36 to go in this third quarter. Anderson, Rosequist on the top of the left wing. Bounce pass out to Ketter. Ketter driving up to the top. Bounce passing to his teammate, Adams. Adams driving on the right lane. He misses the layup. And the rebound is by Finlayson. To Chrome. Chrome, here's a three-pointer wound up on the right wing. It's missed by LeDuc. And rebound off the near the glass by Anderson. Anderson. Here, left side, low wing. Frankfurt commands it. Adams, inside elbow. Pass back up to the top of the timeline. Inside drive, kicked out, back to Adams. Adams, three-pointer off the basket and rebounded. Frankfurt, they have been very inefficient in three-point range in this game. They've only had one three-pointer. They have primarily dominated inside the paint. If you're Frankfurt, you probably want to continue to pound that ball inside under the glass. As three-point shot just has not been able to fall in here for Frankfurt. But Frankfurt getting a steal on the far side with Rosequist guarding the glass. And is the fourth steal of the game for Rosequist, his third of this quarter alone. Colvin drops back for a three, misses off the basket, and it's rebounded again by Washington County. So three is continuing to still not drop for Frankfurt. They're most likely one of probably 12 of this game already from around the perimeter, but they're still trying to find that three-point shot. Chandler, he's hit three on this game for Washington County. He drops back instead of shooting, though. He passes to his left around the arc. Works with it now, Chrome. Chrome, top of the perimeter line. Three-point shot off the right side wing by Chandler. It's missed, short of the iron. And rebounded by Rosequist again, I believe. Rosequist, double-digit rebounds in this game. He's had quite a strong performance under the glass. Banging it up on both sides. As he has it at the top of the perimeter. Swung right side, sets a screen on Colvin. Now Rosequist, pump fake the shot. Kicks out Adams, three-pointer off the iron. And rebounded by Finlayson. So Washington County continuing to rebound these missed three-point shots. They have the ball on the baseline. Down under, pass off to Chrome, and he finishes it for two. Assist by Peterson. A timeout taken by the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's a full timeout, 3:17 to go here in the third quarter. 33-31, Frankfurt only leads by two. Here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Helmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Helmer's Repair in Centralia and online at helmersrepair.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. After the Frankfurt timeout, it's 33-31. Washington County, they have done a great job being able to stay in this game. And now Frankfurt is turnover right after the timeout. And they give the ball back to Washington County with a chance to tie this one up. It's 33-31 here. Frankfurt. That's a two-point lead with 3:04 left to go in this third quarter. Chandler, inside, bounce pass, kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer from the wing. It's missed, and Washington County giving this one back to Frankfurt. And Frankfurt, well, they will keep this one to see. Yes, they will. That's what a touch is. This one was knocked out of bounds on the near sideline. Was Washington County. Frankfurt. They were leading at 1:31:25 at the half. They've only scored 2 points in the last 7 minutes, 8 seconds. Washington County, they've been able to score at least six. So a very high-scoring third quarter for either team, but more so here for Frankfurt as they need to get on the board. Tyler Parthamer, a jump ball under the glass. Now this jump ball, possession arrow here for Frankfurt. They'll throw it in from the front court. Right side of the rim. Put it in. Three-pointer up on the way. Missed. That was by Colton Caffrey, the freshman. His first time in the game here for Frankfurt. And a turnover for Washington County. A steal by Wes Anderson. His fourth of the game. As he tracks this one down the floor. And they're going to get him on a travel. So as soon as he gets the takeaway, he gives it right back. And Frankfurt continues to try to hammer that three-point shot. And it just hasn't been there here in the third quarter. In fact, it hasn't been there here in the last three quarters. Washington County with the ball. Down by two, 33-31 with 2:18 to go in this third. Winner will take on Hanover on Monday. Loser will either take on Centralia or Onega in the consolation bracket. Frankfurt trying to get a turnover, steal, couldn't get it done. Washington County inside the paint, drive, missed by LeDuc, and we're going to get another jump ball right at the basket. A possession arrow here with Washington County. Substitutions on the floor. Chandler comes out. In comes Tanner Baker. And Michael Peterson. Michael Peterson, who had to come out there in that second quarter for Washington County as he picked up three fouls in the first half. He's at three fouls here, still on the game. And Washington County turns the ball over here with a travel. Five turnovers here in this third quarter for Washington County. 4-4, 10 for Frankfurt. 1:49 left to go in this third. Frankfurt only up by two, 33-31 to Washington County. Wes Anderson drive, baseline, kick out. This ball pinballing around and loose on the ground. Peterson picks it up for his takeaway from Frankfurt. Both teams have five turnovers in this quarter. Washington County has it. Scrum, baseline, flip out. Peterson, Finlayson. Put up top to the top of the perimeter. To the right to Chrome. Chrome on the right wing. He goes to his left. Baker, Baker, Ross, Ross, LeDuc. LeDuc to his right. Baker, Baker, trying to attack a 2-3 zone. Wes Anderson trying to jump a pass. No time here. Much left remaining in this third quarter. Only 60 seconds left. And here's a takeaway for Frankfurt with Colton Caffrey. His first steal of the game for the freshman. As Caffrey has it, passes it to his right to Colvin. Colvin. On the high right wing, to Wes Anderson. Anderson inside to Rosequist. Rosequist, this ball is just taken away from him with ease. And now Washington County has this one down the floor. Lost out of bounds. The last to touch it was Frankfurt. Washington County will inbound it with 40 and a half seconds to go in this third. Down by two, Washington County. 33-31 to Frankfurt. Substitution for the Frankfurt Wildcats. As see the coach Tyler Parker back in the game. He's got an immediate takeaway. We're off the bench and flicks a move here in Washington County. Out to Anderson. Anderson, Caffrey. Caffrey to Ketter. Ketter back to Caffrey. Caffrey with the timeline. Passes to his right back to Ketter. Ketter spinning around both teams here in a zone defense. And this is a takeaway by Gross. Down the floor, trying to get a finish on the basket, could not. This ball is just rolling around. And now they got a foul, I believe, called on Washington County. And yes, they do. It is on Gavin LeDuc, his second foul of the game. First foul of the quarter. This has been a low fouling quarter for both teams. Frankfurt had 2 fouls in the first 50 seconds this quarter. That is all they've had. Washington County, they just picked up their first foul. Just 10 seconds left to go in this third. 33-31. Frankfurt up by two over Washington County. Trying to get a fast break down the floor. Frankfurt will turn the ball over with 4.5 seconds to go in this third. So Washington County tie this one or take the lead going into quarter four here in this first round matchup of the Twin Valley League Tournament. Winner to play Hanover. We got a great first game here. Washington County, Ross sets his feet, hits off the back of the rim. Three-pointer is missed, And that will conclude quarter number three. Frankfurt only scores 2 points in the third quarter. They're still up by 33-31 over Washington County. We take a break. We'll be back in quarter before. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Confirmation, the Centralia Panthers, they come up against Onega 69-43. Over the Onega Buffaloes. That'll be who the loser of this game will play is Onega. Centralia moves on to the primary bracket on the winner's side. Winner of this game, Washington County Frankfurt, they'll play Hanover on Monday. Frankfurt with the ball here to start quarter number four, up only by two, 33-31. Here's a 3-point shot up by Anderson. It's missed, a rebounded by Rosequist as he goes right back in for the putback. And that was very much needed. Frankfurt continues to struggle outside the arc. But Rosequist, who's got double-digit rebounds in this game, is able to bang one off the glass and put it back in. And Washington County, on their first possession of this quarter, they'll begin with a turnover. Not sure if Crum was looking for on the pass, but it goes out of bounds, and Frankfurt will take over. Frankfurt with Henry Ketter, the ball. Warner Colvin. Colvin has it. Left side wing. They get it inside to Adams, and Adams is fouled. It's against Washington County. They'll call it against Eli Chrome. His first foul picked up of the game. First team foul for either team in this quarter. It's against Washington County. Pass inside for Frankfurt. They get it to Adams, and then that ball is taken away down the floor. Chase Ross quickly trying to get a flop-the-foot finish. He is denied by Rosequist. A block here by Rosequist. They only have 6 points, but he's got 4 steals, a block, so many rebounds. And a missed three by Colvin. Rebound picked up by Ledoux. His first rebound of the game. Ross. Ross. The Chrome, and Chrome is fouled. They call it on Porter Colvin, his second foul of the game. First team foul for Frankfurt in the quarter. Now both teams with one foul apiece. 6:50 to go in quarter four. 35-31 is our score. Frankfurt up by 4 over Washington County. Washington County with the ball. Far corner. Chandler swinging up to Chrome. Chrome on the baseline. A pass down to Peterson. Peterson, who had 8 points in the first half. He hasn't had any points here in the second. 6 points in the first specifically. As Chrome has it on the right wing, not the top of the perimeter. Washington County just working around the arc, trying to find an opening. Chrome drives it, flips it out. Here's a three-pointer off the rim. Rebound made offensively and taken away by Porter Colvin. Colvin comes up with the turnover. That's his first steal of the game. And I believe they just got an offensive charge against the offense. Yes, they did. Or no, not a charge. This ball just went out of bounds. Frankfurt, a turnover to get the ball right back to Washington County. Both these teams, they have just given right back and forth to each other. Here's Gross over the basket on a great pass. He finishes in for two. 35-33, Frankfurt only up by two. 5:55 left to go in this fourth quarter. Frankfurt over Washington County. Frankfurt has it. Three-pointer by Adams. It's up. It's off the back of the iron. Ball is swatted around in front of the glass. It's picked up for a rebound by Michael Peterson. Down the floor. Two, tie the game. Eli Chrome in for two. And we have a 35-all ball game with 5:37 to go in the fourth quarter. A full timeout is called by Frankfurt. We'll take the timeout as well. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Radio.
Frankfort Wildcats taking a timeout after Washington County ties this game at 35-all is our score. With 5:33 left to go here in this fourth quarter. It's the first time these two teams meet this season, and Rosequist fast transition goes in for two. Assist was by Henry Ketter. Now Frankfort retakes the lead by two, 37-35. Here, 2-on-1 trap on the left side, and Rosequist gets the steal and finishes the game. Third turnover of the quarter for Washington County. Frankfort after the timeout, mentally resets. Here, they're finding some momentum. It's only a 1-3 on this game for Frankfort. They've struggled outside the perimeter a lot. They've attempted at least 16 three-point shots. They're 1 of 16, roughly. Here inside, Henry Ketter. And looks like we got a timeout here by the Frankfort head coach, Adam Schreiner. We'll take another timeout here. It'll be a 30-second break. Timeout, Frankfort, 4:49. Let's go in the fourth quarter, 37-35. Frankfort leads by two over Washington County. A quick 30 aside here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Helmers Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Kansaland Radio.
.449 left to go in the fourth quarter, 37-35. Frankfort leads over Washington County here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. First round of TBL tournament play, boys' side here on a Saturday evening. Our matchup after this will be Axel Girls, Onega Girls. Ball knocked out of bounds again after the inbound. Frankfort still has it. They pass it in to Ketter. Ketter passes the timeline for Frankfort. Passes right to Colvin. Colvin. He drives to his left. Now he flips it around to his right. He's one-on-one. He's being trapped by Krobe. He's got to get it out. He passes it to Ketter. Ketter somehow takes it away. He keeps it for Frankfort, and then he turns the ball over as he passes it straight into Michael Peterson, his third steal of the game. And now underneath, Washington County trying to touch this one in, but they've had back-to-back offensive rebounds, not able to get it inside, and a foul is called. Back-to-back offensive rebound. Washington County keep this possession. Get a foul on Frankfort. They call it against Wes Anderson. That's his first foul of the game, so that's pretty huge. Frankfort's best player only picking up his first foul. And here, missed opportunity, three straight missed opportunities from Washington County near the basket. Anderson makes a rebound. And Frankfort has this one. Colvin, left side wing. Dribbles to his right, passes that way as well to Adams. Adams on the far wing. He's stuck on his pivot foot. Now back to Colvin. This ball is taken away behind the back of Colvin. Down the floor and foul. Gavin LeDuc on the takeaway. Couldn't snag the finish. However, he was able to snag an opportunity to head up to the free throw line and shoot two. Gavin LeDuc, a chance to make this a 37-0 game from the line. The first shot bounces off to the right side. Duke is still making a one-point game, 37-36, with 3:49 to go in this fourth quarter. Frankfurt with a two-point lead over Washington County. Winner will play Hanover on Monday. Loser will play Onega in the consolation side of the bracket. The Duke, he nails his second free throw shot after missing his first. It's a 37-36 game. Washington County down by one to Frankfurt. Frankfurt with the possession. Connor Parthamer on the left side wing. Spins around. Nearly loses the ball on the sideline. Gets it out to his teammate. Up top, Rosequist. Rosequist right side. Here's a three by Adams. And it's off the back of the iron as it ricochets into the hands of Chandler. Chandler, who's made a three in every quarter except here for quarter number four. You just got to wonder, when is that three-point shot going to get pulled up? Chandler hasn't attempted it yet. He's on the left side wing. He gets to him, and he passes it out under the basket. Reverse layup is missed by Peterson and rebounded by Rosequist. Rosequist, who's got six rebounds in the second half. He has seven in the first. He's got 13 on the game. Frankfurt with it. Rosequist under the basket. Man, that was a wild reverse layup attempted by Rosequist. It was missed. And LeDuc comes up with the rebound from Washington County and tried to reverse layup on the opposite side of where the basket was. So under the glass, still almost made it work somehow. Washington County has this one with LeDuc. LeDuc on the near wing, passes up top side of the perimeter. On the left to Finlayson. Here's a three-pointer loaded up and missed by LeDuc. Ball knocked out of bounds. And here, Washington County will maintain this possession. Last to touch it was Frankfurt. We only have 2 minutes, 20 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. It's 37-36. Frankfurt only up by one. Frankfurt, they've only scored 6 points since the half, but they still remain ahead. They have not lost the lead yet in this half. Parthamer makes the rebound off of this shot for Frankfurt. Frankfurt has it. Parthamer to Adams. Adams set up open three-pointer. It's missed. Rebounded by Rosequist, and he was fouled. He'll go up and shoot two. Again, Frankfurt, they've only hit one three-pointer on this game. They've attempted roughly 18, or one of 18. They have not shot well here from around the perimeter. But here, Rosequist, he is fouled after the rebound. He goes up to the line. He hits his first. Rosequist, he's having a phenomenal game right now. He's got 14 rebounds, 5 steals, a block, 9 points. Rosequist is having a monster game for the 6'2" senior forward. Rosequist trying to nail this one. 2 for 2 at the line. Yes, he does. He's now joined Anderson for double-digit scoring. 39-36. Washington County down by 3 to Frankfurt. 1:50 to go in this fourth quarter. Washington County with the ball. Finley sips. This ball knocked out. About the 1:46 to go on the clock. After this, we'll have our post-game show brought to you by BL Outdoors Real Estate. We'll give away our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. And then we'll also go and get ready for our girls matchup, Axel Onega, for that first round game. Here's Finley says short corner shot far side. He goes in for two. It's a 1-point game, 39-38. Frankfurt, they've played one overtime battle this season. They lost against Clifton Clyde 54-50. So Frankfurt responds quickly, heading up to the free throw line. Trying to get this floor situation cleared up. Looks like there's a wet spot on the floor, but heading up to the line to shoot two will be Wes Anderson. Wes Anderson, who tonight is 4 for 4 at the free throw line. In the second half, Frankfurt is 2 for 2. This is their second trip up to the free throw line in the second half. With 1:29 left to go this fourth quarter, it's 39-38. Adam Strider getting the floor cleaned up here for the officials. Wes Anderson at the free throw line, trying to get this first shot to go up and in, and it does. Wes Anderson, he is a terrific athlete, but so far this second half, that's his first points. He's been very quiet. He had 15 points in the first half, 4 steals. Since that point, statistically, just has been showing up a whole lot here this game. Rosequist, he has done a phenomenal job here for Frankfurt in this second half. Is in the second half alone, he's got 7 rebounds and 8 points. Anderson at the free throw line. He ices, goes 2 for 2. He's out 6 for 6 in the game with 17 points. Timeout is taken with 1:29 to go here in the fourth quarter. 41-38. Frankfurt leads over Washington County. The full time out. We'll take a 60-second break here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Around here, banking is still personal. Bedina State Bank is proud to serve our hometowns with branches in Bedina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three local banks working together under one roof with one simple promise, taking care of our neighbors. Decisions are made by folks who live here, work here, and care about this community. With a long history and a strong future ahead, Bedina State Bank is here for you, your family, and your farm. Bedina State Bank with locations in Bedina, Denton, and Highland. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
1:29 left to go in the fourth quarter. Here, this boys' first round matchup at the Twin Valley League Tournament. Winner to take on Hanover on next Monday. Loser will take on Onega in the consolation bracket. Frankfurt up 41-28-38. A 3-point lead here for Frankfurt, Washington County. The 1:20 to go in this fourth quarter. Coming right after a Washington County Tigers timeout, trying to get back in this game. They've tied it multiple times. They have not taken the lead. It's all the way back in the second quarter. Washington County with this drop back. Chandler didn't take the three. He's taken a 3-point attempt in every quarter. He's made one in every quarter so far, but he hasn't attempted one in this, or made one. All knocked out of bounds. Last against Frankfurt. Possession will be maintained by Washington County. Nice thing here is that there is no shot clock down here at Washington High School for the CDL tournament. Last year at Frankfurt, they had the shot clock, so you got plenty of time here to get yourselves into a good offensive set if you're Washington County. Three-pointer coming up by Chrome, and it's in! Chrome hits it off the dome. 41 all with 40 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Frankfurt lost in overtime last week against Clifton Clyde, 54-50. Can they potentially escape an overtime game here against Washington County? A timeout is called by head coach Adam Schreiner, the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take the timeout as well as we're coming down to the wire. 41-all, Frankfurt, Washington County, boys matchup. 30 seconds aside here. We're back after this.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Kansaland Radio.
Seconds remain of our fourth quarter of regulation between Frankfurt and Washington County. 41-41. Frankfurt with the ball. Winner to Hanover. Loser to take on Onega here in the Twin Valley League Tournament. First round set of games. Parthamer at half court to Anderson. Anderson, 23 seconds on the clock. Passes to Coleman. Coleman thinks about the shot. Gets himself away from it. 14 seconds here on the board. Now just 12. Now 10. Now 8. Petter stuck in the corner. And I believe another timeout will be taken. with 6.2 seconds remaining. The timeout is by head coach Adam Schreiner. It's a full timeout. We'll go ahead and stay here. 6.5 seconds to go. Frankfurt has been in late term not great around the perimeter this game. They're 1 of 20 from around the arc, roughly. They've only made 1 3-pointer this game. They don't need a three. It's a tied game of 41 all. Frankfurt, Washington County, a first round PBAL boys game. And what a game here to start the Twin Valley Tournament. One to tell the tale of just how exciting and thrilling this tournament's going to be. Exciting game, upsets, stories, and thrillers all coming down to the wire. 11 of the best small schools in the state of Kansas all coming together at one location for an absolute brawl. You couldn't ask for a better matchup to start off the tournament between Frankfurt and Washington County boys. 41-41. Frankfurt has this possession with 7 seconds to go. They can get this last shot up. If they make it, they'll win. If they don't, overtime. Colvin to pass it in for Frankfurt. And right as soon as we get ready for the inbound play, there's going to be another timeout. So we'll go ahead and take this one 30 seconds aside. Frankfurt 41, Washington County 41. We'll come back here for the final moment to play. 7 seconds left in the fourth quarter. We're back at 30.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Kansaland Radio.
7 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. 41-41. A knotted up score between Frankfurt and Washington County. Our boys matchup. Winner goes to Hanover. We'll play Hanover here at the Washington County tournament for the Washington County Health Twin Valley League tournament here on Monday. Loser will take on Onega. As Onega, they were beat hard 69-43 against Centralia. 7 seconds left to go. Frankfurt has the inbound. A tied game. They just need to get this ball inside. Maybe draw a foul to ice it out the free throw line. Here they get it in to Wes Anderson. He drives. Pops a full shot from half court. It's missed. And we're going into overtime. At 41-all. Frankfurt, Washington County. An overtime game to start our Twin Valley League tournament coverage. What else do you expect? We'll step aside here for a quick minute. We'll be right back for the start of OT here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Open it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
We start our first overtime game of the entire sport broadcasting season here on the 92.1 KMZA station, and it comes at an incredible timing with the first Twin Valley League tournament matchup. Frankfurt, Washington County, 41-all. This tip ball is won by Washington County to start this overtime, and they get a shot foul to begin as well. Chase Gross left to the line to shoot two. Washington County, they outscored the Frankfort Wildcats 16-10 in the second half after being outscored 31-25 in the first half. They outscored them 6-2 in the third quarter, 10-8 in the fourth. Frankfort had a chance for a last-second play, but couldn't get it done. This lead change of the game as Washington County takes this lead for the first time in overtime. They get the offensive rebound up to the mid-second shot by Gross, but the opportunity was missed and the rebound by Ketter. Now Frankfort takes over. This is the first time trailing this game since the second quarter. There's been multiple ties in this game. But now, here, Frankfort trying to take this lead. A three-pointer by Wes Anderson! Finally hitting the three. Actually, they're going to call it a long two. So Wes Anderson, 19 points now in the game, our sixth lead change. Frankfort now back up on top, 43-42. Washington County with the ball. Chandler to his left to Chrome. Chrome inside, down, under. He finds an open man in Gross. And Gross goes in for two. All 3 points, Washington County in overtime so far as we have our seventh lead change now in the game. 44-43. Washington County up by one over Frankfort. 3 minutes left to go in overtime. Our first overtime here. Down the floor, a steal, but not able to get the easy bucket is LaDuke. A rebound by Ketter. Here, working with it, Frankfort, and they turn the ball right on over. They give it right back to Washington County. Couple of substitutions here for the Frankfort Wildcats. The freshman group comes in, Colton Caffrey, and Kyler Parthenberg. Washington County with the ball, up by one, 44-43, 2:36 to go this fourth quarter. We've already seen here three lead changes in this overtime. Washington County with it at the corner. Baseline drive. Peterson puts it out. LaDuc inside split. Here going up with it is Gross, and he finishes it for two. He's got all 5 points here in this overtime quarter for Washington County. Tigers up by 3, 46-43 over Frankfort. Frankfort up 2 minutes left to go in this overtime. And they're going to get a foul here on the near side. They're going to call it on Washington County. It'll be against Eli Krobe. 1:07 left to go here in this overtime. The first overtime. 46-43, Washington County up by 3 over Frankfort. The largest lead over Frankfort since the first quarter. Early on in it. Here's Wes Anderson to Colvin. Colvin, Caffrey. Caffrey, they get him on a travel. Second turnover of this overtime for Frankfort. 46-43, Washington County up by 3 with 1:41 left to go this fourth quarter. Again, there is no shot clock. So if you're Washington County, you want to try to take as much time off the board as possible, and you don't want to do what you just did, which is turn the ball over. That's an easy one to give up. Frankfort now has the possession. Down by 3, 46-43, 1:34 left to go in this first overtime. Wes Anderson on the far sideline. He just gives this out to the other team, and now it's a track race. It's all three Washington County players down the floor. There's no one for Frankfort. As Eli Chandler's got an easy finish in pursuit. He's down 11 points scored on the game. This is the third and double digits for Washington County. Missed 2-point shot. Caffrey makes the rebound. He misses the putback. And then Washington County, a 5-point lead with 64 seconds to go in overtime. 48-43. And now they extend it with Gross. A layup. And now Washington County has their largest lead in the game. After going into overtime, 41-all, they have the lead 50-43, up by 76 seconds to go in overtime. Washington County looking for a chance to move on to the primary bracket. Hanover on Monday. Frankfort, they lose the play. Onega back after a quick 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than
you think. Kansaland Radio.
Go, Crennan.
5 seconds left to go here in this first overtime. 50-43. Washington County down by 7 here over Frankfurt. Frankfurt, they had a chance to win this game with 7 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter when it was tied 41 all.
Community healthcare system, great care is close.
Instead of driving inside, they kicked it out and tried a long three-pointer from Wes Anderson. It was missed. Frankfurt has not been well from the three-point line. They are one of over 20 missed in this game. And as soon as Frankfurt gets this ball back, they really turn it over. 50 seconds left to go. They're down by 7. It's quite the deficit for Frankfurt to handle with only less than a minute to go in overtime. Down 50-43 to Washington County. Wes Anderson down the floor, pulls up, three-point shot, and I believe he's fouled. Yes, he is. He misses a shot. So Wes Anderson, he can make all three of these points up at the free throw line. On the game, he's 6 for 6 at the free throw line. He's been up on the line in three quarters. His first shot is up and off. For Anderson, he can't miss his X2. Wes Anderson. Here, two more shots at the free throw line. He was fouled on a three-point attempt. His next one goes up and it goes on in. Now 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Try to go 2 of 3. 50-44. Frankfurt down by 6 with 50 seconds to go in overtime. Next shot is up and in. He goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Wes Anderson does. And here Anderson will draw an immediate foul as he hits Chase Gross. That is now double bonus for both sides as fouls continue from the fourth quarter into overtime. Team fouls, that is. Wes Anderson, that's just his second foul picked up of the game. Gross, the free throw line. His first shot is up and in. And brings it to a 6-point game. It's at least 2 possessions. Greg Frankfurt can make 2 3-point shots, which has been a big struggle here in this game. And here going 2 for 2 at the free throw line is Gross. Gross, he's got 8 points in overtime. Coming into overtime, he only had 8 points. He's got 16 now on the game. Frankfurt put the ball down back again by 7, 52-45, with 46 seconds to go in overtime. Adams down the court, driving, passing off to Colvin. Colvin inside, underhand layup, couldn't get it to go in. Gross makes the rebound. Gross is having a phenomenal game here for Washington County, especially in overtime. Easily deciding this game for Washington County. It was quiet in the entire second half with only 2 points. No steals, no rebounds. Not much on the stat sheet, but man, he has come to life here. And this overtime is here at the line. He hits his first free throw shot. Gross, he's got 9 points. Excuse me, 10 points now here in overtime. As the second shot is up and missed. And rebounded by Adams. And they're going to get Adams on a travel. A travel for Frankfurt. They're down by 8. They give the ball back to Washington County. Frankfurt's down by 8, 53-45. Washington County with the possession. And the lead, LaDuke, passes. In at half court, holding the ball and waiting the foul is Michael Peterson as he's fouled. It will go up to the line and shoot 2. After this game, we'll have our post-game show brought to you by Beyond Throws Real Estate. And our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. To follow, we'll have our girls match up, our only other game here of the Saturday tournament, Axel and Onega. Here's the first shot up and good. They're off, excuse me, for Michael Peterson. Hitting the second one would make it a 9-point game. It would mean that Frankfurt would have to hit 3 threes. And Peterson misses both of them, but an offensive rebound made by Gross as he goes back in for 2. He continues to have a dominant game. With 12 points here in overtime. And now he's got a steal. He's down the floor and nearly getting it as a dunk. Ross, 14 points in overtime. What a performance. And Wes Anderson goes down the floor quickly and responds to the layup. Wes Anderson, only 6 points here in overtime. A decent performance, but it was the second half that he really struggled. Only 2 points through two quarters compared to 15 points he had the first two. He's got 24 points on the game total. Now he's got, remains at 24 as he misses the free throw shot for the and one. And this game will be won by the Washington County Tigers. They come up victorious in overtime. Trail, the majority of this game, finally took the lead in OT. And they win it 57-47 over Frankfurt. Frankfurt will now play Onega of the consolation bracket. And Washington County will move to 7-7 off this season. And next Monday, they will take off the Hanover Wildcats. The ranked number one team is left 1 in Division 2. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back for our player of the game and our post-game show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? You say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Gosh, you might have done Friday.
Kyle's wins. Everybody wins. Kyle's next winner.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our school spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your school spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here one final time from our first game of the Twin Valley League Tournament here on the boys' side of the bracket. Frankfurt Wildcats against the Washington County Tigers. Frankfurt falling 57-47 to Washington County. Washington County will now move on and take on the ranked number one team of Class 1 in Division 2 and the Hanover Wildcats. Frankfurt will go take on Onega, who lost to Centralia 69-43. After allowing Quinton Oliver to have 10 3-point shots in that game. So Frank and Onega will face each other next in a consolation game. It's our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business. for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also our Player of the Game Summit brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Washington County, again, coming up at 27-47. Our halftime score was 31-25. Frankfort, they outscored Washington County 14-12 in the first quarter, 17-13 in the second. They were looking really good in that first half. They were dominating inside, but one thing that Frankfort just really didn't do very well there in that second half is they weren't being able to get the ball inside the paint. They weren't driving inside like they were in the first half, and they were relying too much on three-point shots. They went about 1 of 22, 1 of 23-ish on the game from outside the perimeter with the only three-point shot coming in the first half. The second quarter from Wes Anderson, Frankfort had a chance to win the game with 41 all, 7 seconds left to go, but they inbounded in from the inside. Instead of going on an underlow pass, they passed it up top to about half court, and the game was pretty much decided to go into overtime from a missed three-point shot nearly all the way from half court from Wes Anderson. So it's a tough spot to put a player in to try to win a game, but Frankfort, they went to overtime. They had the opportunity to still win the game, but unfortunately, Washington County would come out with momentum and fire in overtime. Chase Gross, he had a phenomenal overtime for Washington County with 14 points in overtime, finished with 21 points total on the game. Eli Crome, he finished with 11. Eli Chandler, he finished with 11 also for Washington County with 3 threes on the game. Frankfort, they were led by Wes Anderson with 24 total points. Fred Rosequist, though, don't forget about his performance despite the loss. 10 points, 15 rebounds, 5 steals, a block. Phenomenal game from Fred Rosequist. It's an unfortunate loss here for the Frankfort Wildcats, falling despite leading for 80% of that game. They led 31-25 after the first half. They were outscored in the final three quarters of the game, 34-16 by Washington County. So again, as I stated in that pregame, Frankfort having to play all four quarters. They didn't do it earlier this week on Tuesday against Donovan West. If they had completed a full four-quarter game, you know, you would have been looking at a win over to Donovan West coming into a win here in the TVL tournament. But here, again, not being able to finish out a game against Washington County. Something you have to harp too much on, though, if you're Frankfort. Reset the mindset. Get back into the flow of things. You know, you're on the consolation side of the bracket. But again, this is time to learn. This is time to evolve as a team. Start to click. Try to find those five guys that are constantly on the floor getting things done other than Wes Anderson. And we saw that today. Fred Rosequist had a great game. And to see more games out of Rosequist like this, the team's senior forward would be a big step in the right direction for this Frankfort team, especially come substate time, getting Anderson and Rosequist on the same page, playing at a top level. So we'll see as we get later on into the season. But again, Frankfort, they will go play Onega in the consolation bracket. Washington County, they will move on and take on Hanover on the primary side of the bracket. They'll rank number one team, Class 1A, Division 2. So our final, 57-47, Washington County beats Frankfort. Our next matchup is the Onega girls taking on the Axel Eagles girls, a game that just took place just no more than a couple of weeks ago, and it was a big win for Axel over Onega. So we'll see about this rematch. We're back in about 8 minutes here for the start of our next matchup, Axel and Onega, here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.